Okay, I'd like to call the today's meeting on the House Resources Committee to order. It is March 11th, 2024. We're in Capitol Room 124. Present today, we have Representative Mears, Representative Armstrong, Representative McCabe, Representative Sadler, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Chair Tom McKay. So we have a quorum to do business. I see no legislators in the audience. I'd like to thank the staff today, Cal, Zach, and Trevor, for helping us out. And please put your cell phones on silent. So we'll get right started. We have two things on the agenda today. House Bill 349, the renewable project leases introduced by Representative Groh, and an SB 92, which is state ownership of submerged lands, introduced by Senator Giesel. We will start with House Bill 349, the renewable project leases. I bring HB 349 back before the committee, and I will now open public testimony on House Bill 349. Is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify on House Bill 349? Seeing none, is there anyone online wishing to testify on House Bill 349? Very well. There's no one online wishing to testify, so I will now close testimony on House Bill 349. And I'd like to note that Representative Baker has joined us. Okay, that brings us to Senate Bill 92, which deals with submerged lands. We bring SB 92 back before the committee. This is the eighth hearing on this bill in the legislature and the third in House Resources. Before we consider amendments, I believe we have Kim Reitmeier, Executive Director of the ANSCA Regional Association, typically known as ARA, on the line to read her organization's letter on SB 92 into the record. Executive Director Reitmeier, can you hear me okay?
I can, Chair McKay. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Thank you. I'd like to note that Representative Dybert has joined us. Thank you, Representative. So, Executive Director Reitmeier, please put yourself on the record and begin your statement, please.
Thank you, Chair McKay and honorable members of the committee. I am Kim Reitmeier. I am the president of the ANCSA Regional Association, and I would be honored to read into record our January 16th, 2024 letter in reference to Senate Bill 92. Honorable members of the Alaska State Legislature, I write on behalf of the ANCSA Regional Association, ARA, whose members represent the 12 Alaska Native Regional Corporations established under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, ANCSA, of 1971. Alaska Native regional corporations collectively serve more than 160,000 Alaska Native shareholders, descendants, and their families, along with acting as stewards for nearly 44 million acres of land in Alaska. Collectively, Alaska Native corporations, or ANCs, are the third largest landowner in the state of Alaska, behind only the federal and state governments. This letter contains our comments regarding CSSB 92 second res, state ownership of submerged lands. SB 92 is a reaffirmation of what is already state law. State law already asserts state ownership of submerged lands that underlie navigable waters and that have not been reserved by the federal government per the Federal Submerged Lands Act of 1953. Which is adopted by reference into the Alaska Statehood Act. SB 92 proposes small modifications to state law asserting ownership of certain submerged lands and adds a nearly 80-page list to state law itemizing waterways the state is asserting ownership over, some of which include patented ANC lands. Federal law already lays out a process for asserting state ownership over submerged lands that underlie navigable waters. That process is a time and resource consuming engagement that requires the state to expend significant time and staff to gather and submit data to establish navigability. And despite the expenditure of resources, the state must still wait years for adjudication over its assertions because Alaska is so large and remains largely unmapped. ARA understands this to be the motivation for passing a state law to assert blanket ownership over all submerged lands rightfully owned by it as a means of dispensing with what the state sees as a cumbersome process. There is no other organization that collectively understands the plight of the state of Alaska better than our Alaska Native corporations. ANCs were established under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, and under law were to be conveyed 44 million acres of land to be owned fee simple title. Yet today, more than 50 years later, many of our Alaska Native corporations have yet to receive their full ANCSA land entitlement. Instead, for more than 50 years, ANCs have been, and many continue to be, regularly engaging in deeply complicated BLM processes to both receive their entitlement and resolve public land access across their lands as provided in public access provisions of ANCSA and ANILCA. In short, ARA members' organizations sympathize with the state of Alaska in its pursuit to assert control over its rightfully owned land. And our member organizations may likely be able to find non-opposition for this pursuit should the state of Alaska afford our Alaska Native corporations the same protections it seeks in SB 92, namely protections for our land it rightfully owns. The ARA Board of Directors have formed a consensus around proposed language that would achieve a shared goal of protecting lawfully conveyed and selected and soon to be conveyed ANC lands in the context of this legislation. ARA supported language proposes to move the protections for conveyed or soon to be conveyed land from the definition sections to its own section of the bill. Inclusion of language to protect our Alaska Native Corporation lands in the substantive portion of the bill ensures the effects are secure, and our preliminary research has concluded that our proposed language represents no new constitutional or legal issues. Last summer, the ARA Board of Directors established a working group to engage on SB 92. Our group held 12 meetings on the bill, heard from DNR and numerous subject matter experts, and engaged the work of consultants to provide this recommendation. We appreciate DNR's position on this bill and their willingness to engage our association on this bill, despite the agency not publishing shapefiles for the effective waterways until as late as December 27, 2023. The presidents and CEOs of the 12 Alaska Native Regional Corporations are united in our support to amend SB 92 to include our proposed language to provide protections for our Alaska Native lands as the state asserts title to certain submerged lands. We look forward to discussing with any and all state legislative members as they deliberate and consider SB 92 for this proposed amendment. Thank you. We appreciate the time today.
Okay, thank you, Executive Director Reitmeier. We really appreciate your statement and all the time and effort that all parties have invested in this legislation. So moving forward, my office received two amendments, one of which was drafted by my office, and then we've received one other amendment from a committee member. So I herefore move amendment one. There's been an objection by Representative McCabe for discussion. I will now describe amendment one. This is Representative McCabe for the record. Amendment one is primarily a technical correction that moves substantive law from within the definition of federal area into the body of the bill. This language was inserted into definition by the Senate at the request of the ANSCA Regional Association, before mentioned ARA. The Senate's change was intended to make it clear that SB 92 is only meant to assert state ownership of submerged land to which the state and federal government are contesting title. As such, it does not apply to land that is privately owned or land that has been selected but has not yet been conveyed, which I believe would cover the land described by Executive Director Reitmeier. Well, ARA requested the language move into AS38.04.062F. This amendment more appropriately places it within the new section of law added by SB 92. The difference being the scope of implication. ARA's request would apply statewide, whereas this amendment limits the issue to the confines of the bill. We understand ARA's concern and desire to address the broader issue of contested title for selected lands, but I believe the broader issue should be addressed in a broader bill. This amendment appropriately responds to ARA's request, but only to the extent that SB 92 is concerned. I urge my colleagues to support this amendment. I would like to invite the DNR to speak to the amendment if they wish to. I believe we also have Ron Opsaw with the Department of Law on the line to assist in answering questions. So we do have Mr. Opsaw. Okay. And we have Mr. Walker and Mr. Goodrum at the table from the DNR. Gentlemen, would you please identify yourselves and make your statements?
Through the chair, Jim Walker with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land, and Water, Public Access Assertion and Defense Section.
For the record, Brent Goodrum, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. Thank you, Chair McKay, and briefly I'll speak to Amendment 1. Amendment 1 addresses concerns brought forward by the ANCSA Regional Association and their member organizations through more than 2 years of consultation and collaboration. Amendment number 1 plainly states that the scope of the bill is limited to federal lands. Thus, no private lands or lands selected for conveyance to a private party under a federal statute, including ANCSA Native Corporation lands, will be impacted by this legislation. Amendment number 1 is directly responsive to ARA's request to move the categorical exclusion of private lands into the body of the bill. Specifically, it is appropriately moved to AS38-04-063, the newly created section of statute that explicitly lists the submerged lands beneath navigable waters within federal areas. Amendment number 1 affirms the state's assertion of submerged land ownership that is occurring in Senate Bill 92 to be limited in a precise way without dramatically expanding the purview of the bill. For these reasons and the comments that you shared, Chair McKay, the state is supportive of Amendment number 1.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goodrum. Does that complete your statements? All right. Yes. So, Mr. Representative McCabe, do you maintain your objection?
No.
All right. Is there any other objection? Hearing none, Amendment 1 has been adopted. My office also received Amendment 2 labeled U.10 from Representative Dibert's office. Representative Dibert, would you like to move Amendment 2?
I do not move in Amendment number 2 at this time.
Okay, you don't have to. Okay, thank you, Representative Dibert. And we've taken public testimony and we've adopted an amendment. So no further work is needed, and I will entertain a motion from the Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move to report work order 33-LS0536/U. As amended from the Resources Committee with individual recommendations attached, fiscal notes, and authority for legal services to make technical and conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 92, as amended by Resources, is reported from the Resources Committee with individual recommendations, attached fiscal notes, and authority for legal services to make technical and conforming changes. I'd like to thank everyone for all your hard work on this. I know there was a tremendous amount of work done outside of the committee to get us to this point. And I certainly hope with all my heart that we have worked together with the Native corporations of Alaska to make sure that all interests are addressed. So with that, I thank everyone. That concludes our business for today. And we will meet again Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Hopefully the floor doesn't go as long as it did today. And we will adjourn at 1:51 p.m.